You are listening to Lighthearted Leadership with Lizette, Season 3. You are listening to Lighthearted Leadership with me, Dr. Lizette Warner, the show where we take on heavy leadership topics with a lighthearted twist. All right, I already told you, I'm your host, right? Call me Lizette, Liz, whatever floats your boat. Happy that you're joining us, because today we're going to talk about communicating, talking, using your authentic voice, and communicating with confidence, with clarity, and advocating for yourself. Is that a struggle for you? You're not alone. If it is, you trust me, you are not alone. You are going to walk out of here today understanding your unique voice. Maybe not all of it, but some of it. You have one, right? You know that you do. And with one incredible offer. All right, that and more on today's show. All right, you guys know that the theme that's been running through Season 3 has been authenticity. And today is no different. We're talking about your authentic voice and using it. But the problem is, most of us don't. We don't use that voice. We can maybe advocate for someone else, but when it comes to us, ourselves, we might shrink back. And there's research on this, which I want to talk about. And the whole reason we're talking about authenticity, right, is because I wrote a book, Power, Poise, and Presence, back here, right? So I wrote this book. Pick up the book. It's on Barnes & Noble, Amazon. Look, if you want a copy of the book, find me on LinkedIn or Instagram and message me. I will send you a copy. All right, that's it. Okay. Research shows, and this is a study from, who was it? Crucial Learning surveyed over 1,300 people and found that instead of speaking up, people were staying silent, but feeling inauthentic. Does that sound like you? Avoiding people. Silently fuming. Yeah. Silently fuming and stewing, it said. Ruminating about what I could have said or should have said if I only had the courage. So today, I'm going to give you one incredible offer to overcome this, because we need your voice. Research also shows that we're not speaking up when we need to avoid mistakes, to avoid recalls, to avoid a patient having a wrong treatment, to help a client. There's so many reasons why we need to speak up, but the most important reason is you have one unique voice. And if you don't use it, no one can use it for you. No one can speak it for you but you. Am I right or am I right? You know I'm right on this. You have one beautiful, unique voice, and we need you to use it. And it's not a matter of getting the right motivation and pumping up your courage and walking in there and just blurting out. There's a way that you can speak with confidence, with clarity, with power, and have it be simple, effective, and natural. That's where we come back full circle, back to authenticity, right? You see where I'm going with this? So today, like I said, we're going to talk about your unique, authentic voice. What is it? What are the things that you would like to say, but are afraid to? Or don't feel like you can, because you're not alone here. And I want you to know, above all else, it is normal for this to be a struggle. I want you to understand that there's nothing wrong or defective with you. This is a skill and a gap that we got to close. That's it. There's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing defective about you. It's just a skill gap we got to close. So let me ask you this. What would it be worth to you to be able to communicate with confidence, with clarity? Think about that. What would it be worth to you? As a coach, I find that my coaching clients struggle with advocating for themselves. They'll advocate for everybody else in the room, but themselves, no, it's fine. It's fine, right? It's fine. But no, don't you mistreat this person. That is not right. But when it comes to me, yeah, I don't want to talk about that. I'm uncomfortable. But there's a way you can do it that's natural, that's easy, and super simple. So I want to ask you, do you want to start communicating with power, with confidence, with clarity, and not necessarily feel uncomfortable about it? Because you don't have to feel uncomfortable about it. That's the thing. I want to ask you, what would be different about you if you did communicate with confidence, with clarity? What would be different? I imagine you'd be having those client conversations super easier. You'd be able to speak up in a meeting. You'd be able to speak to your boss. You'd be able to highlight, hey, there's something wrong here. You'd be able to do those things. And there would be something different about you. And that is what I want to get to. Because the truth is, there are several common blockers to advocating for yourself, to showing up confidence in yourself. Want to know what they are? Here's the thing. The problem is it's not a knowledge gap. This is why the podcast, including this one, right? This is why the podcast, the blog articles, the articles you're reading, all these free webinars you're doing, this is why it's not working. It isn't a matter of simply a knowledge gap. It's a knowledge gap plus a skill gap. And you're not going to get that in a podcast, however hard I try. I can't do it for you. And that's normal, right? This is to give you information. So here's the information that I'm going to give you. It's not simply, say it again, it's not simply a knowledge gap. It's a skill gap that we got to close. There are 6 specific strategies you can use. And again, you can know them backwards and forwards. It's your brain. You can comprehend exactly what they are. That's not the problem. Once you know what those strategies are, how to implement them, how you implement them, then it's not a matter of needing to find the courage to speak up, because it's going to be effective, it's going to be natural, and super easy for you to do. Is that of interest to you? Ask yourself, what would it be worth to you to have powerful confidence and clarity? Would it be worth $200 to have a lifetime confidence and clarity to advocate for yourself? Would it be worth $500? Would it be worth $1,000 to never have to have this problem in your life again? Because this is why I've created a workshop. It's a self-advocacy workshop where not only are you going to get the strategies, you're going to get all the skills and the knowledge. You're also going to have it paired with worksheets that's going to take that knowledge and put it into action. And we don't stop there. You're also going to get a peer practice session. Yeah, that's right. You're going to get in there and get your hands dirty and practice these skills that we will develop over time, because you learn not in one short burst. All of us, we're all trying to learn like everything. Boom, just give it to me all now, right? And then I know. That's not the way learning happens. Learning happens in incremental bite-sized pieces done over time, so that you solidify that learning and you add to it. And then you get the next learning and you add to it. And the next learning and you add to it and you practice with it. That is this workshop. Now, you might be wondering, okay, maybe I'm interested in this, but Lizette, like, I don't have $1,000. Well, good for you, because I'm offering this workshop now because this is such a huge problem and I'm super passionate about helping people. You can sign up today for $37. That's it. Super simple. Sign up, you'll get the micro lessons delivered straight to you. You'll do those lessons, you'll do the worksheets. We'll do this incrementally over a couple of weeks. And to cap it all off, you get to work with me one-on-one, well, one-on-many, but in a group where we will practice, you'll get feedback, and you'll walk out of there with bigger muscles to start advocating for yourself and making advocating for yourself easy, not hard. That's what I have for you. That is your one incredible offer. So if that's of interest for you, then I recommend you go to the show notes, click the link, sign up today pronto, because when the seats run out, they run out. And the next time I offer this, the price is going up. So get in now. Otherwise, you'll get in later. You'll sit there and you'll wonder, well, maybe next, maybe, I don't know, I don't have the time for this. You're going to have the ability to take these lessons over time. Doesn't even have to be now. You can take them over time and come and practice with us. I'll have other sessions in the future. But if you join now, you join at the one low price. You join later, class is going to be full and the price is going to be jacked up. So do yourself a favor and stop going to endless podcasts, endless webinars, endless books and training, and come take this hands-on workshop where you'll learn the skills from master negotiators. You'll get the brain knowledge, right? You'll get the data and the strategies and the barriers. You'll get all of that, and then you'll get yours, your unique barriers throughout this workshop. And you'll also get to practice with me. All right, that's all I got for you today, my friends. I hope you've enjoyed today's show and you've learned something about your unique voice. You have one beautiful, unique voice, and no one can speak it for you but you. So I want you to lean into that and join us in the workshop so that we can help you unleash your one unique voice into the world with confidence, with power, and with clarity. All right, my friends, that brings the show to a close. What are you taking away for yourselves today? You got a workshop. I'm giving you a workshop. It's gifted to you. All you got to do is sign up. I want to thank you for joining us on today's show. All right, I want you to give yourselves a big pat on the back today for showing up here for yourselves. I'm Dr. Lizette Warner, author of Power, Poise, and Presence, A New Approach to Authentic Leadership, available at Barnes & Nobles, Amazon.com, anywhere you purchase books. And by the way, if you want the book, like, DM me. We'll talk, all right? You have been listening to Lighthearted Leadership with Lizette.
Life is a winding road, no telling where it goes. Driving through days and nights, won't stop for traffic lights. And I really wanna know, really wanna know, if I'll ever figure out.